Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So if you're sitting in Tehran and you're wondering what are the consequences going to be of attacking Israel with hundreds of drones and missiles, what will the consequences be not from Israel but from America? Well, now they know. There's going to be some more sanctions that are going to be put on to Iran after the Israeli attack. This announced by the Treasury Department. So I'm telling you, if you're one of the mullahs or if you're the Ayatollah himself, you're probably, you know, getting a little nervous by this point. I'll tell you that much. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition. Glad to be with you, of course, as we embark on another great morning of broadcasting here as we make our way through a great week of broadcasting. We hope that you're doing well, and we have a lot to talk about, as always, this morning. Don't forget, the telephone number is, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. You can also head over to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you would like to leave us a direct message, and we sure do appreciate getting those as well. We've got a couple of great direct messages to tell you about as we make our way through the program this morning, and especially when we get to the segment four of this hour, we'll have a very special direct message that we want to tell you about. But other than that, folks, it's still a big news day. We've got a lot going on. We've got the first several jurors that have now been seated in the Donald Trump hush money trial, as they say, in the Donald Trump hush money trial. Donald Trump actually was asked about that as well. We've got a great audio clip of that, and we will play that for you here in just a few moments. But first, we do want to tell you about these sanctions that have been announced by the U.S. Treasury Department. This from CNBC. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Tuesday that the U.S. is preparing new sanctions on Iran after the country launched hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel over the weekend. Well, I guess it's the least we can do. Treasury will not hesitate to work with our allies and to use our sanctions authority to continue disrupting the Iranian regime's malign and destabilizing activity, Yellen said in remarks ahead of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank's spring meetings this week. The attack by Iran and its proxies underscores the importance of Treasury's work to use our economic tools to counter Iran's malign activity. Well, and, you know, and I got to tell you, I really don't want to come off as being really flip about this at this point. I mean, we are talking about a very serious thing that has occurred, very serious thing in world affairs, world history, and certainly where are we going from here? And so I don't want to make too much light of this, but I think one of the questions that comes to mind when it comes to sanctions in general is, why haven't we poured on all the sanctions already? Why haven't we poured on all the sanctions in order, especially when we kind of heard that Iran was planning a massive attack against Israel? How about we're putting these sanctions on, you know, and because we believe you. We believe what you're doing. I'm just saying, my friends, maybe we can take other action against Iran that would actually have some teeth. And if these sanctions do, that's wonderful. But maybe we should have put them there before. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got the honorary mayor of Clearwater. At least that's how we love to refer to him here on the program. We've got Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Kyle. I guess the doo-doo is hitting the fan now. Things are, I hate to say it, getting in full gear. But, you know, folks, if this wasn't bad enough, I was going through the South Korean news media, and one thing that they didn't report was that during a marathon, I guess they had in Beijing about a week ago, the guy from Kenya who was clearly in first place, who was just at the finishing stretch to win the marathon, just kind of stopped and let the Chinese guy behind him go ahead of him and win the race. Now, folks, China has been making significant investments in Africa. They've been going into these poor countries that have huge, rich deposits of minerals and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're building their roads. They're building their infrastructure. They're not doing that out of the kindness of their heart. They have an agenda, and if we don't wake up and start looking at these types of things, we're in trouble. The only reason that guy let the other guy, the Chinese guy behind him, ahead of him, is because, surprise, China made probably significant investments into Kenya. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call very much, as always. Great way to start us off this morning. And, well, that's right. What Mike is describing is the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative, where they do come in and they create infrastructure or they lend money and they try to build stuff. And then the countries really can't pay them back. So they get into a very bad position and China can exert, shall we say, a lot of control over those areas or those regions. And then they owe them big time. And it's not something that they go, oh, we should never have loaned you this. We should have never done this. They are doing it on purpose, and they're doing it while everybody else is watching everything else, that is the different countries, watching everything else happen in the world, and they're definitely doing it in a very surreptitious way. And this also gives them control over different resources and other kinds of things that they can use in furthering their own interests, because that's what they're all about. They are playing. They're not playing a game where, hey, everybody can prosper and a rising tide lifts all the boats. Nope. Nope. They are always gearing up. And I don't think that's the wrong way to put it. I think they're always gearing up in order to be dominant. And so, Mike, I appreciate the call. You're right on the money. All right, folks, stay right there. Wednesday edition is off to a great start, launching into the stratosphere as we continue. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Circle, which is made up mostly of gases, and that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? The sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable.
That's right. The moon is more manageable. I guess so, but it's not made out of gases. You know, we just can't get enough of that here on this program. Folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, of course. It is the Wednesday edition. We're glad to be with you. We're glad you're there. We're glad to be here. And we've got a telephone number, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, please call 949-822-7959. We're pretty harmless here on the show, and we do love to hear from you, as always, of course. This kind of caught my eye, too. You know, Karine Jean-Pierre, I want to tell you more about these sanctions here in a moment, but Karine Jean-Pierre is once again touting that the gas prices out there across the land, near and far, they are below their 2022 peak. But, of course, prices are still about 52% higher than when the day that Biden took office. This reporter, this from Town Hall, reporter says gas prices, they've been going up over the last month, 20 cents a gallon. Is the president considering any new actions? Karine Jean-Pierre replies, I don't have any new actions to read out. Finally, she's finally being honest about this. They didn't put anything in the binder about gas prices. Why would they? Why would they put anything in the binder about gas prices? Because it's obvious. They don't want to talk about gas prices. Gas prices are not really to be discussed because it's so terrible. So she says, I don't have any new actions to read out. I will note gas prices remain well below their peak back in 2022. The average gas price is cheaper than this time last year. And then the reporter asks back, says, it's only 3 cents lower than a year ago. It's up 52% from when President Biden came into office. This is the kind of stuff that you can't hide in the binder, right? This is the stuff you can't hide in the binder. You can't, you know, just make it look like, that's good. You see, she wants the headline. She wants the scribes to scribble down, right? To scribble, as scribes often do. She wants the scribes to simply put down lower than the 2022 peak, but leave off the 3 cents lower part. Okay, we don't need that part. We don't want that part on there. All right, folks, once again, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we do have much more to tell you about. Let's finish up here real quick on these sanctions that Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced on Tuesday. Iran, the attack by Iran and its proxies underscores the importance of Treasury's work to use our economic tools to counter Iran's malign activity. Yellen comments come as Israel's wartime cabinet is weighing how to respond to the attack, which Iran launched in retaliation for an Israeli strike on an Iranian consulate, quote-unquote, in Syria earlier this month. Israel said it intercepted 99% of the more than 300 projectiles from Iran that came in on Saturday. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on Iran and its proxies in recent years for their connections to terrorism. I know. Everybody's, why are you laughing? Why are you starting to laugh? Why are you saying in this manner? Because it's one thing to have the story read, the U.S. has imposed sanctions on Iran and its proxies in recent years. But then you think about the billions of dollars that Iran receives because their assets got unfrozen and this kind of stuff. And, of course, and by the way, didn't John Kirby mention, hey, we're watching those accounts. You know, we're watching them. I think he opened the door. And I have not seen, my friends, and I would love to know, I have not seen reports about how they watch these accounts. Is there an accounting of the accounts? Is there something happening where they could demonstrate and they could and through the magic of radio, folks, I'm holding up a sheet of paper, they could make an old-fashioned printout, right, and then they can, you know, they could hold it up at the White House press briefing room and say, you see this piece of paper here? And again, through the magic of radio, you can hear this piece of paper. On this piece of paper, we are demonstrating where this money, these billions of dollars went to humanitarian aid. And if you had $10 billion, it's just a round number to use for this discussion, you would be able to do an awful lot of humanitarian aid. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to be absolutely dead serious about this. So I think Kirby opened the door. I don't know if anybody else noticed that in the press briefing room. If anybody did, maybe Jackie Heinrich or maybe Peter Ducey would certainly notice this. There are others, I'm sure. But maybe start pressing Kirby on if you're watching the accounts, well, where are they? What are they doing? What are they spending their money on? And if they say, well, we can't really discuss that, you know, okay, then we know that, again, you see, because, and even as Ducey pointed out to Kirby, hey, you know, they can just not have to spend money on other stuff because now they've got this extra money. In other words, it all goes to, we all know that. You know, I just, no, oh, no, no, said the Iranian mullahs, I'm sure. We've got everything. Nothing is commingled here in Tehran. We just don't do that. You know why? Because that would be unethical. So, at any rate, folks, I don't know where these sanctions are going to go. But Yellen says, we don't preview our sanctions tools, but in discussions I've had, all options to disrupt terrorist financing of Iran continue to be on the table. How about refreezing the assets? How about clawing something back? You know, do something dramatic in this. Make it go poof into the ether. I'm sure they could do that. You know, and I don't know, send the Ayatollah a message that says, he has to call PC support right away because something's on his PC and he has to call this number and then, you know, drain his account that way. I don't know. I'm being a little funny. I know that I am. But I'm just trying to demonstrate the absurdity of it all when you don't have an actual comprehensive foreign policy that goes against the malign activity of Iran. Because people do ask questions. They're asking, you know, how hard is this? How hard is this to actually go against Iran in a big way? I'm not saying send troops over there or bomb them. And that's, I'm just saying, how do you really shut the door on Iran? And I think they were shutting the door back during the Trump administration. That's what was happening. And it was working, as I've been saying. It was working. All right. Well, speaking of President Trump, he was outside of the on the streets of New York City today, or yesterday, as the case may be, and he was being asked about the hush money trial. And similar to what he was talking about yesterday, he was able to talk to the press briefly. Let's hear what he had to say outside there on the streets of New York City.
You know where the crime is? In the bodegas, where they come and rob them every week. Or more than that.
More than that.
Do you think the juror, in your mind, is an ideal juror?
Anybody that's fair.
Do you believe the jury's
I'll let you know after the trial, depending on that. Because don't forget, you know, we're appealing. There shouldn't be a judge. If you look, and you take a look around, a good strong look, every legal scholar, every legal pundit said there should be no trial. This is not, there was nothing done wrong. This is all politics. This is coming out of the White House. And, you know, it makes me campaign locally, and that's okay.
So there you have President Trump again in New York City. And you heard him say, hey, you know, this all this means is I get to campaign locally at this point. But again, the reason to even have the trial, can you imagine if you were having a similar trial? I'm just going to say for a Democrat, I'm not going to bring personalities into it of what president or what Democrat politician. We all have this, you know, you have a thought in your mind, I'm sure. But what I'm saying is because the principle really should obtain here, my friends. Everybody sees what's going on with this. Everybody gets it. And I think even those who are bringing these charges and even those on the far left who are trying to carry the water in all of this, they kind of know. But in the back of their mind, this is my opinion, they're probably saying, well, gee whiz, maybe this is the way that we can either keep him off the ballot or ruin him so much that he's got a conviction and nobody will vote for him. Because they don't want to meet you in the marketplace of ideas. Folks, stay right there. Colonel Warren with you. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Prosecutors in former President Trump's New York hush money trial are seeking contempt charges. They allege he breached a gag order via recent social media posts. Trump's defense attorneys asserts he was just responding to attacks from Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. A hearing to address the motion is scheduled for next week. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he has full confidence in President Biden's mental capacity, addressing concerns raised by special counsel Robert Hur's report. Hur described Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
So if you're asking me about my own observations, I have complete confidence in the president.
Garland, during a House hearing, said he's witnessed Biden effectively lead meetings on complex national issues. A new Iowa law signed by Governor Kim Reynolds criminalizes illegal immigration. State officers can now arrest previously deported migrants. Reynolds blames the Biden administration for neglecting border security. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Your radio dial in the overnights in America. We are making it happen, folks, and we're glad that you're there. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to opine this morning. Also, you can head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, real easy to do. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You are off and running from there. And once again, there's just way too many things. I almost don't even know where to start some mornings here on the program. But let's tell you a little bit about, because we were talking about the Trump trial just before we went out to break and had that audio clip from Donald Trump. Well, this from The Hill, seven New Yorkers have so far been picked to serve as jurors on former President Trump's hush money trial, the first criminal case of any U.S. president in history. That's not lost on everybody, I know. The judge, along with prosecutors and Trump's defense team, whittled down an initial group of 96 potential jurors starting Monday afternoon. They answered a questionnaire asking them about everything from where they lived to what news they consumed. More than half of the initial group was immediately dismissed after raising their hands to indicate they could not be fair or impartial in a show of the trial's political divisiveness. You know, here's something in my experience. I know that so many of you, I'm sure, have been called to jury duty in the past over your lifetimes. I've been called several times, and it's always been a very interesting experience. I've been called when I was younger. I've been called when I was older. And it's always been a very important experience. Now, the cases that I was on were typically like robbery or drug-related, this kind of thing. And it was always interesting to see how all this played out. But certainly the questioning of potential jurors, obviously not to this level, as we saw in the Trump trial, you know, in a more or less routine trial, a jury trial of somebody who's been arrested on charges, and they have that right to have a jury trial. And you get to see how all that goes together. But I've always noticed that there are always some people that want to get off the jury. You know, they always say, I can spot a guilty person a mile away, or this kind of thing. And I've seen that try to be done in the courtroom. I've always seen the judge, whoever that judge might have been, and they've always kind of looked at that juror, that potential juror, and when they really do say, do you think you could set aside your preconceptions or whatever it might be and be act fair and impartially? And again, this isn't a high, scrutiny trial. It's not a big thing in the media or anything like that. But usually people would say, yeah, because it would be kind of embarrassing to say, well, I really can't. You know, I can't rise to the occasion. But every jury I've ever been on, I've always felt that the people on that jury really did rise to the occasion, and they really did want to know that the decision they made was the right one. You know, a lot of times the evidence was just, okay, this is where the evidence is leading, and, you know, there's a conviction here. There's just no doubt about it. But I've never seen people, at least in my experience, say, okay, you know, we're in the jury room, we've got 5 minutes, so let's get out of here, you know, this kind of thing. A lot of times they wanted to be a little more methodical about it. They wanted to be sure. And I'm hoping, and I understand in this high-profile trial, that might be a little harder to come by, perhaps. But generally speaking, this is why we have this system. And it's always sort of buoyed my estimation of when people are called to service. And hopefully, you know, it will be the same kind of thing here. But that's been my experience. I actually got to be foreman at one point, too, so that was kind of cool. But at any rate, there was one trial I got called on. I sat there. I came in, and I got impaneled on the jury. And then I had to go down to the courthouse every morning for like at least 3 or 4 days in a row and listen to – it was a civil case and listen. And the plaintiff rested their case, and the defense was getting ready to go, and it was going to be after lunch or something. And the judge said – I think I've told this before, so I'll just shorten it real quick. The judge said, well, I'm going to fine summarily for the defense because the plaintiff has not proven their case. It was flimsy, yeah, and they did this for days, and it was really stupid. And so at any rate, the judge just set it aside, said, that's it, looked at the jury, said, you're free to go, and we all went. So that was that. But at any rate, the jurors who serve on the trial are to be anonymous, and to the public, but general descriptions of each one are public. Thanks to reporters posted up in and around the courtroom who witnessed the juror selection process. There will be a total of 12 jurors picked with at least 6 alternatives to serve on the trial, which is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks and will certainly run over Barron Trump's high school graduation, we're pretty sure. The first juror is the foreperson, a man who is originally from Ireland and now lives in West Harlem. He works in sales and gets his news from the New York Times, the Daily Mail, Fox News, and MSNBC. He will serve as the foreperson. Second juror, a woman who is a native New Yorker and has been an oncology nurse for 15 years. She spends her free time with family and friends and taking her dog to the park. A third juror, a young to middle-aged Asian man who lives in Chelsea and grew up in Oregon. He is a corporate attorney. Fourth juror, a middle-aged man born in Puerto Rico, who has lived on the Lower East Side for more than 40 years. He told the court he has, quote, no spare time for hobbies and is self-employed. His wife is a writer and works in sales and research. A fifth juror, a younger black woman and Harlem native who has taught English language and arts for 8 years. She has never been married and has no children, and she says she considers herself a creative at heart. A sixth juror, a Disney employee who was previously a student, she has three roommates and is unmarried without children. Now, the seventh juror lives on the Upper East Side but is originally from North Carolina. He's a civil litigator, married with two children. He gets his news from the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, New York Post, The Washington Post, WNYC, and listens to podcasts Smartless and Car Talk. Now, the court will reconvene Thursday to consider the selection of the remaining jurors. The judge indicated the process could wrap up by the end of this week. He told the first set of jurors not to return until Monday, suggesting that day would be the start of opening statements. So there you have it. So far, at least part of the mix of what this jury is going to be like. So, of course, they had these rejections they could reject outright. I think they still have an unlimited amount of challenges that they can make against any potential juror as they continue through this process. But you got to believe that they're looking at this very carefully with the jury consultants and so forth. And then they've got to start making their case. But here's one of the things. And by the way, court cases are never open and shut in the grand sense. I know I told the story about the plaintiff who didn't prove their case, but a lot of times it can go either way. And one of the things and that President Trump is talking about is that, you know, there doesn't seem to be a case here. And I think that's probably right. And now you've just got to be able to put that before the jury so the jury realizes that the prosecutors here have wasted their time. They've wasted everybody's time. And I'm going to tell you, if this was any other politician on the Democrat side of the aisle, the outrage that you'd be seeing would be unparalleled, especially if that Democrat politician was the leading, you know, candidate for the Democrat Party for president. It's so hard to put all of that aside, isn't it? It's especially when you have many of these legal experts and people that we've listened to for quite a long time that really do know what they're doing, you know, very similar to the whole thing with the inflated value of the properties for Trump. None of that was legit. Even Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, would say that over and over and over again. Everybody can see this kind of stuff. But this lawfare, as it's now the new term, the lawfare, this is should be abhorrent to Americans. And would that we would be able to cross over the boundaries of politics and agree that it is abhorrent. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in this situation, right? Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Don't go anywhere. Don't you dare.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're making our way through the midweek here, and we hope that you've got some great things happening this week. Whatever it is that you're doing overnight this morning, we hope that things are going well. You know, one of the things we love to do is hopefully make that go by a little bit faster, and whatever it is that you're doing, if you're working a job, working a shift, whatever it is that you're up to, or if you're just up in the overnights in America talking about news and politics with us, that is really cool, and we're glad that you're there. And as I've said before, you know, we get a lot of different people listening to this program. We get a lot of different people doing a lot of different kind of stuff, and that's kind of cool because it does, you know, create this overnight community, and we're really proud of that, and we're really thankful to you for that as well. In just a moment, we've got a great song lined up. And this one isn't by request, although we had a couple of great requests, and I appreciate Ron in Denver so very much. But we're going to call an audible again here this morning because we got another message that I think it's going to be really appropriate to do something just a little bit different. So stay tuned for that here in a moment. But I want to give you a little preview, of course, when we come back from the top of the hour news. We'll definitely be talking about this Mayorkas impeachment. And, you know, in the United States, typically we're supposed to, you know, hear the evidence. We're supposed to hear both sides. You know, they're putting Donald Trump on trial as much as they possibly can in order to quote, present the evidence about Donald Trump overinflated his real estate values. And now he paid the hush money and all this kind of stuff. And so, you know, they're trying to go down that road. But I thought that in this country, when there were accusations and, you know, then you go in and you hear the evidence. Well, when we come back from the top of the hour, we will hear, I think, a very, very good recitation here of why we're not hearing the evidence in this, or rather more to the point, why we won't be hearing it at all, at least for a time, because they're going to table that thing. That's what Chuck Schumer is going to do, basically. They're going to table the Mayorkas impeachment, articles of impeachment. Why? Well, of course, the obvious reason is they don't want people to actually hear this. Although the House has been, trumpeting this from the rooftops for quite some time, in the actual Senate trial, it's definitely going to become a much bigger thing, and I think it will have a greater impact as well. So that's one of the reasons why we're not going to be hearing too much, or they're going to try to table this thing and try to make it look like, boy, this is all silly. This is all silly. But I'm telling you, people are upset about the border. They're upset about the inaction. They're upset about trying to stop the state of Texas from taking care of what they can do at the border if the federal government literally abdicates its role. So I think that's all very, very important stuff. All right, so let's get down to our song here, because, again, I think it's important this morning. I got a very interesting direct message earlier, and it comes from Lucy, who's listening on 9:30 The Answer. And, Lucy, of course, many of you part of the program have been with us for a while. You know that Lucy had been in the hospital. She'd been there for quite some time and had been listening to the program. And the nurses in the hospital at night were listening to the program with her. And then she got to be discharged from the hospital, went home, has been going through physical therapy, and said to us the other day, oh, my physical therapist calls you my second, PT. So, and just all these great comments. And Lucy had gone back to drive again. And we just got this message that says, it looks like she says, you just don't know how bad it can be until all the pain comes back. And she says, but my apologies to the KW community. She says, I listened to Landslide 100 times today. Miss you all. And so I just wanted to take this opportunity to say to Lucy, I'm so glad we could hear from you. I'm sorry about what you're going through. And I know, Lucy, you got a lot of people out there pulling for you and praying for you. And you are part of this community, and we're proud about that, and we're happy about that. And I just wanted to send you my very best wishes, and I know everybody out there, because they've mentioned you to me in their direct messages as well. So I know you got people thinking about you. You got people praying for you. And and we just hope that you're going to feel a lot better and get better very, very soon. So keep at it. And so for Lucy this morning, we're going to send her some positive music. We've got a Stevie Nicks track for you, especially this morning, Lucy. This is Stevie Nicks, and this is Stand Back, one of her best, I think. Yeah. little Stevie Nicks this morning. Going out to Lucy, listening on 930, The Answer. And again, Lucy, we want you to feel better and get better soon. We just got a direct message from Wally. And Wally says, yes, we do have a great community. We sure do. And we have all of you to thank for that. So, and you know what? Music can be medicine as well, as we all know. Music can uplift. It can bring people together. It can kind of clear your mind of some of the rotten stuff that might have happened today or that you might be going through. And that's one of the reasons we love to have music be a good part of this program or a big part of this program, because that's what we're doing in the overnights. And hopefully we're bringing people together and we're talking about all these different very serious issues. The world on the brink of World War III doesn't get any more serious than that, my friends. And what direction are we going to go in this country? Those kinds of things. So, again, we're glad to send that out to you this morning, Lucy. Folks, stay right there because we are climbing up to the top of the hour. When we come back, we got a lot more to tell you about. We will talk about the Mayorkas impeachment articles. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Hour number one in the books.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.